This is the sound of the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
5:32, I'm hoping on the telephone line. I've got Joe Richards. Joe, are you there?
I am indeed.
Oh, hurrah, hurrah. It all works. Nice to speak to you. Joe's from Spirus Marketing, here to talk about Cambridge Open Studios, which runs for 4 weekends in July. Now, I think most of our listeners will know about Cambridge Open Studios, Joe, but for those who don't, what is it?
Okay, so it's an artist organisation for people that live in and around the Cambridge area, and it gives them the opportunity every July to open up their studios and welcome members of the public into their studios to see what the art is that they're producing.
And how many artists are involved this year?
Okay, this year we've got just over 350 artists, but that's over 221 locations in and around the region. It's actually made up this year. We've got 87 venues to visit in central Cambridge, so plenty to see. That also includes Grantchester, and we've got 134 in the wider sort of Cambridgeshire area, and that includes a large cluster in Ely, so people in Ely can enjoy it as well, and also with artists out as far as sort of Hemingford Grey and Huntingdon, right down to the Saffron Walden area, so it really does cover quite a large area.
And it's lovely, isn't it, because you can spend a Sunday really just wandering around, wandering in and out of these studios. Very nice way to spend a day, seeing different kinds of art, meeting artists.
It's really lovely, actually. So yes, we've got the 4 weekends coming up, so both Saturday and Sunday. Studios open at a nice sort of leisurely hour of 11 o'clock, and they're open till 6 each day. There's something for everybody. So we've got ceramic artists, we've got obviously illustrators and painters, jewellery, mosaic, photography, sculpture, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So really something for everyone.
And how do people know where these artist studios are? There's the yellow flags that we're familiar with seeing in July.
Right.
And there's an app now, is that right?
There is. So we've got an app, so it's available both for Android and the iPhone. So it's a free app to download. It's absolutely fantastic. It's basically everything that is in the guidebook. So you download the app, you can put in your location, it will show you where all the local artists are. You can search for certain mediums, you can look for new artists, you can search by, you know, sort of many different things to really tailor the search for you. That's fantastic. And there's actually a competition to give feedback this year. So if you give feedback to the committee, then you're in with a chance of winning £100. But also we've got the Cambridge Open Studios guidebook, which is the long, thin, yellow guide that's available free to pick up in many different places in and around Cambridge. So places like the park and ride sites, galleries, coffee shops, the art shops, and sort of many independent shops as well. So that basically is your Bible. It lists everybody who's participating. And one thing just to point out is that not all artists take part every single weekend. It's obviously a huge commitment. So when you look through the guidebook, do take note of the weekends. And it actually lists the weekends as 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the first weekend that we're coming up to is obviously weekend 1.
And what I love is that suddenly you see all these yellow flags out and you realise, oh, actually, you know, the guy who lives 5 doors down from me, he's an artist.
That's right. Absolutely. So if you see any yellow flags flying outside a neighbour's house or at the end of your street, do go along and say hello and support them. They really just, you know, love to show and talk to people about the art that they make there. And as you say, many of them are often sort of hidden away in a studio and people don't know that they're there. So the yellow flag will indicate if a studio is open and you'll be very welcome to go in and have a browse. And there's absolutely no pressure to buy. It's all about sharing and introducing members of the public to the art. So it's sort of, you know, that's the whole ethos of open studios.
And we're very lucky in Cambridge that we can have an open studios because it is a very artistic city.
It certainly is. It's actually one of the oldest running. So it was established back in, I think, the 1960s with a sort of a core group of artists who were in Cambridge. They thought it'd be a fun idea to sort of pull together and try and do something sort of organised, you know, invite friends and family around. And years on, it's obviously grown. The organisation is growing year on year. And obviously, if we have got artists listening who aren't members, then all the information about how to become an Open Studios member is on the website, which is camopenstudios.co.uk. But to stress, you have to apply and become a member by the end of this year in order for you to take part next July.
And this year is a partnership with Ofo Bikes.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. Ofo Bikes, we wanted to obviously they're a nice yellow bike, and it's a green ethos. Cambridge often is very can be difficult to park outside studios, so we've partnered with them this year. And if people have a guidebook, if they turn to page 86, they'll see the Ofo advert, and it gives you all the instructions in there of what to do. But essentially, you download a free app, and it gives you instructions in there what you have to do. But once you've done that, you put in the special offer code, which is printed in the guidebook, and it will then entitle you to a £5 free voucher, which equates to 5 one-hour rides. So that's a really lovely thing to do. You know, you can grab your Ofo bike, go and visit your studios, and then know that you're not doing any harm to the environment as well.
Yes, I was going to say it's all environmentally friendly.
Absolutely.
And when you go into the studios, you can sometimes see the artist, you can buy what they're producing, but you can sometimes see them at work. And I mean, I remember watching a ceramicist, absolutely fascinating, mesmerising for an hour or so.
Yes. You can indeed. So again, in the guidebook, it does actually list whether or not they're a working studio or not. So all artists are always very happy to show you and tell you their techniques and how they work. Some even will let you have a little go, which can also be fun. Yes, not all studios. So some artists actually exhibit in a venue. So, for example, we've got a group of artists at the Grantchester Village Hall again. So obviously that's not their studio, so it wouldn't be so easy for them to be a working studio. So those artists that tend to be at home and have all their tools and their equipment around them will, you know, be beavering away in the corner making, you know, some of their work. And you're very welcome to watch them, ask questions and understand the processes that they go through.
So it's Cambridge Open Studios. It runs for all the 4 weekends in July. As you say, there's an app that you can download, and you can also get some information from the website, which is camopenstudios.co.uk.
So, and we've also got Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, Cam Open Studios. So if you follow any of those, then you'll see posts from us to show you a flavour of the work that you can expect to see and sort of to meet some of the artists before you go.
Excellent, excellent. So no excuses. So one last pitch, Jo, if people are thinking, well, it sounds great, but I'm really not sure, why should they go?
It's just a really nice day out. You can look at the guidebook. There are trails on the Facebook page in the photos folder. So if you fancied a nice afternoon out, have a look at one of the trails. You'll meet some really interesting people. You might venture into parts of the county that you've never been to before. You can go and visit pub for lunch. You know, you can really make a really nice day of it. And it's completely free. You can go around, meet these artists, and I know it's going to be very warm, but don't worry, they normally have a good supply of refreshments there, and they'll make you feel very welcome.
Fantastic. Sold. Thank you, Jo. Thank you very much. As I say, that website again, camopenstudios.co.uk, or you can download the app. Thanks for joining me today, Jo. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.